We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kufnan Dalad Men Aleph. The sugya is about Mechamer. The Gemara started on Kufnan Gimel and Beis. Rami Bachama said, HaMechamer HaBehemte B'Shabbos, he held first B'Shege Chayiv Chantas V'Meze Chayiv Skila. Someone has a Behem and do Malach of him, he gets a Chantas B'Shege B'Meze Skila as if he did the Malach himself. And then the Gemara cashes on it. And there was another Lashon of Rami Bachama that B'Shegig, he doesn't get Chatas, because B'Shegig is a Tanai, and has to be Hukash L'Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is a Maisa B'Gufei. And here it's not a Maisa B'Gufei. So Mele doesn't get a Chatas, but he still gets Skila, because Atta Vem Techa, Makish Atta to Bem Techa, just like you get Skila, Bem Techa also you get Skila for the Maisa Behema. And then you have a Yechanan that said that no, the Mechamach Bem Te B'Shamas is Pot to Miklum, B'Shegig not Mechayev Chatas, because you don't have a Maisa B'Gufei. The mezid, you're not in chayiv skila. You learn from the Mishnah, anytime you're not chayiv chantas b'shegig, you're not chayiv skila b'mezid. And even malchus you don't get because it's a live shadim lazarus misses bezdin. And even if you hold like an olav, but atu b'mtecha makes a chilek, atu you get a chayiv, and b'mtecha you don't get a chayiv. At kan the Gemara. Now the Rishonim say it tonight, and the Rishonim talk about it also in the beginning of the fifth parak. There are really two separate isurim by a behema doing malacha on Shabbos. Here, the Gemara says, L'shasak malacha atu v'em techa. L'shasak malacha atu v'em techa, Rashi says, Eizu stam malacha sridei shneim zui shituna v'imachamer. When you mechamer, you're doing a malacha, it's a joint effort, you and the behema. You're having the behema do malacha for you. Atu v'em techa. That's the Gemara here. Now, the Gemara is mavurin in the fifth perek that a behema can't go out on Shabbos when they're carrying something. Also, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and towards the end of the first parak, says that you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy, because there you might rent it or lend it to a guy. What's the issue of renting or lending to a guy? You're not doing the malacha. You're not being mechamach a behemtai. So the Rishonim say the issue of shvisas behemtai. It says in the Torah, Laman yinuach sharcha v'chamercha, that there's an issue of shvisas behemtai. There's an assay that your behemoth has to be shavus on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of shvisas behemtai. As it tells early in the Afkuf Chav Beis, when it says in Maimon Ona Behemta Lagabe Yisavim B'Shabbos, that he says that the Mechilta says, L'man Yinuach Sharech L'chamarcha, that your behemah can't do malach on Shabbos. Yacha loye nechenu teilosh loye nechenu oiker, tamalem l'man Yinuach ein zanayach el atzar. That a behemah, to eat the grass on Shabbos, that's mutter because it says L'man Yinuach, and to start the behemah feeding the grass is ein zanayach el atzar. But otherwise, your behemah can't do malacha on Shabbos, even if you're not mechamerach a behemtai. But that's an assay. There's a shaila in the Paiskim about Shvisas behemtai. The Magen Avraham, Simon Shenes of Kon Tezayin writes that the Rabbach says if a behemah goes out by itself, you don't have to stop it. Shvisas behemtai is only when you're the one that's causing the behemah to do the malacha. And the Magen Avraham is bothered that what's the whole perek b'meh behemah yaitza? It sounds like the behemah is going out with itself with a masi on it. And there still is an isser assay if she says behemtai. But even according to the Rambach, it's not really mechamer. The pshat is, let's say you rent it to a guy, so you're not being mechamer, but it's doing malacha that's benefiting you. So then it's an isser she says behemtai, as opposed to doing malacha completely on its own. But mechamer is a pshat that you have to do malacha. It's like a shutfus pula between the person and the behemah. Now, Shvisas Behemtai, which is an assay, is only if it's your behema. Your only mitzvah, your behema should watch. Your mitzvah on your behema. And that's an assay. And that we said, Zemachlekis, is if even doing malacha by itself, you have to stop it, or only if it's doing malacha for you. Mechamracha Behemtai, that's a machlekis Rishonim, if it's dafka when it's your behema. The Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Rajba, also the Ranan of Edezara, they're all mefurish that mechamach a behemtai is even if it's not your behema. They ask a kasha. Why the Gemara early in Daf Kufn and Gimel of Beis asked a kasha? Einem einachi menicha al chamar le mechamer v'achman amu le'sasakum lacha adiv emtecha. Why did the Gemara ask him shvisas behemtai? So they say two turutzim. First of all, the Gemara wanted to make it more chamer. Mechamer is alav. Shvisas behemtai is only an assay. And secondly, the Rishonim say, because the Gemara wanted to make an issa even if the behemah doesn't belong to him. If it's his own behemah, you'll have Shisa's behemtai. But mechama you'll have, even if the behemah doesn't belong to him. Let's say the behemah belongs to the guy that's with him, and he wants to put on the behemah. And the Gemara says, you have to give it to the guy. Why, what's wrong with the putting on a behemah? The behemah is not mitzvah ashvisase. The Torah says, mechamer. Mechamer makes a mitzvah, even if it's the guy's behemah. The guy is a shvi, and the first reg of Avodah Zarah says, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, if you rent a behemah from a guy, since schiris is kanya, so mele, there's an issa of mechamer. And the Arzura argues, because he says schiris is not kanya. You see, from Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Arzurua, that they both them done that mechamer is only when you own the behemah. Only if you own the behemah, you have an issa of mechamer. Atu behem techa, your behemah. But if it's not your behemah, you don't have an issa of mechamer. So that's the machlokes Yishayim. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ram, they hold that mechamer is by all behemahs. And the Agayis, the Shiva, Shem, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and also the Arzurua, they hold that mechamer is only by a behemah that you own. That's why they have an argument if you rented the behemah. So Nachamal, Shvisa's Beim is an assay, Mechamer is alav. Shvisa's Beim is even when you don't tell the Beim to do the Malacha. The Magen Avraham holds even if the Beim is doing the Malacha totally for itself, with the exception of when it's going to eat grass, you have to stop it. That's Shvisa's Beim. Ashtenkin, he brings down the Maral Bach, it's only when the Beim is doing Malacha for you. Balak upon him, it's not that you have to be, that you are Mechamer Acha Behemtoi. Mechamer is only when you have the behemah do the malach. It's like a sheet of pula between you and the behemah. But then there's another machlekes rishenim. The rishenim here and among that mechamer is even if you don't own the behemah. That's one of the terutzim why the Gemara says mechamer, as opposed to asking for shvisas behemah, because it wants to include when the behemah doesn't belong to you. But the ar rishenim, the guy says she, and avay dezar b'shem ben Ephraim, and the ar zeru there, the neman klar that mechamer is also only when it's your behemah. Now, there's a shaila in the sheet of Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Perichov says the following. So he brings down the din of Shvisas Behemtah. It's an assay. So you don't get malchus. Lefichach. Ha-mechamer acha behemtoi b'shamis v'oyle ha-masui potter. If someone's mechamer acha behemtoi, now he says mechamer, and has a masui, he's potter. So then the Rambam says, v'oloi lav mefurish b'teir shenem lo sas kamalacha atu v'incha v'incha avcha v'asko v'hemtecho. So what do you do with the lav? How could he be potter? There's a lav lo sas kamalacha atu v'hemtecho. Zog the Rambam the following words, shalo yachur ishba, ukiyetze b'charisha. The nim salav shenin lazaris mitzvah beds the vein like it olaf. So the Rambam says there's a mitzvah that say behema can't do malacha, and a mitzvah that say you don't get malchus. So if you have your behema do malacha for you on Shabbos, your potter, your ivra and asay. What does the pasuk mean? Leshas malacha adavem techa. It's kecharishu kiyetsaba. So kumtei says salav shenin lazaris mitzvah beds the vein like it olaf. So the Ramban, both in chedushim here, and also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Asagas Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs on Sheirish Yedalit, he says the same thing. He learned up the Rambam that there is no life of Mechamer. There is no such thing. And I guess when the Gemara says, Loi Mechamer Hu, and the Torah says, Loi Sasa Malacha, it's Lav Dafka. The Ikki Gemara's Kasha was from Laman Yenuach Sharech Lechamercha. It's interesting, the Gemara brought the wrong Pasuk. But Kum Dais, there is no life of Mechamer. So you don't have to ask why the Gemara says Shvisas Behemta, why not Mechamer, and answer because they wanted to include when it's not your Behema, or the life of Mechamer is Mechamer. According to the Ramban's interpretation of the Rambam, there is no life of Mechamer. Plesas Malacha Atim Techa means when you're Chayrish with the Behema, so you're either Mamish a Malacha Deraisa. One of the Lamites Malachas is Chayrish. How are you Chayrish? A person doesn't take the plow and pull it on himself. A person hitches up the plow, and the behemah does the chavisha. So when a person does that, he's being over a malacha deraisa of chavish. That's what it means, l'shasa malacha atavim techa. That's how the Ramban teaches up the Rambam. So there is no life of mechamer. Anytime it says mechamer, it just means shvisas behemtai. And the fee is there, according to the Rambam, of course, you're going to have to say mechamer is only when it's your behemah. Because Shvisas Behemta is, of course, only when it's your behema. But the Ramban asks that Ag Gemara is mavur not that way. Because Ag Gemara says, If you're mechamer achav behemta, you're part of miklum. Why? Because it says loisasam locha ata behemtecha. Ata is chayiv and behemtecha is pater. Behemtecha is pater l'chayiv means there's an issa deraisa. There's just no einish. Like the Moros says, it's a lav sheni lazaris misus bezdin. Meaning loisasam locha is for lemaisa you could get misa on this lav. So maybe you can't get malchus on this lav. So the chayyim the pshat and the gemara is mafurish that we're dealing here with an issa deraisa. It's just that you don't get malchus. And the Rambam holds there is no issa deraisa be'etzim of mechamer. The issa is dafka shvisas behemtai. And when it says l'sas machatim techa, that doesn't mean mechamer. That means chamisha. So how does it stem with that gemara? As they affect the Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah says it's not the pshat in the Rambam. Avada the Rambam's maskim there's a lot of deraisa of mechamer. It's interesting because the Rambam didn't really write it. That's the Chayr Shtukl Rayit in the Ramban. But Zakhtar Magen Mishnah, the end of the Rambam's Maskim is alive, the Raisa Mechamer. But the Rambam is saying like this, the Lav Mefurish B'Tayr L'Sas Kam Locha Ato Uvem Techo includes Shaliach Rishba. It's not only Shaliach Rishba. Avada Mechamer Acha Behem Tayin is Nichol in his Lav. But Nichol in the Lav also is Shaliach Rishba. And the Mela, you see, it's a lav shenil zeres mitzvah and leikanol. He says, if he means like the Ramban, why did he have to say v'nimsa lav shenil zeres mitzvah and leikanol? What does he mean? Hikyaitse b'charisha. So that's it. So you get skili, you get karis. There is no lav of mechamer. That's not what atvem decha means. That's what he should say. The lav atvem decha doesn't mean mechamer. He doesn't say it. He says it means shaliach rishba. And you see, it's a lav shenil zeres mitzvah, meaning it includes shaliach rishba. And since it includes Shaliach Rishba, it's a live Shinil Zeresmus is Bezdin. So, Akhtar Magen Mishnah, the Rambam was learning different than Rashi. Rashi learns it's a live Shinil Zeresmus is Bezdin, meaning the Shar Melacha Shabbos. You have a live Lysasa Melacha, the live state Tzvei Zacha, Lysasa Melacha, you shouldn't do Melacha, which is Mises Bezdin. And then it says Atavem Techa, meaning your behemoth can't do Melacha, and that's not Mises Bezdin. So maybe it's Malchus. But Teres is the same live. It's the same live Lysasa Melacha. There's a lav of you shouldn't do malacha, a lav of you shouldn't do malacha. So since the lav is also coming for you shouldn't do malacha, which is Mises Bezdin, so Mela, it can't teach you any malchus at all, even for the part of the lav of Atavem Techa. So like the Magen Mishnah, the Ram didn't hold that way. The Ramam held that you need that the Atavem Techa itself should be needn't lazaris Mises Bezdin. The part of the lav of Atavem Techa is needn't lazaris Mises Bezdin. So it's nidin l'charisha. Because in Adivim Tech it says two chidushim. One chidush is you can't be mechamer achav behemtai. And that's not beskila. But there's another chidush that you can't be chayrish with your behema. And when you're chayrish with the behema, that is beskila. So come to the Adivim Tech apart, gufa is nidin lazaris Mrs. Bezdin, and that's why it's same like an olaf. And the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam didn't make a new lav of mechamer, like let's say the Bahag did, is because he held from minyan and mitzvahs, it's all one lav. There's just two parts to the same lav. But the Rambam is that it's an issa deraisa mechamer achav behemtai, and you don't get malchus because it's a lav shenitn lazaris misus bezdin. That's a very geschmackish shtickle from the Afik Yam on this topic. It's in Chelek Beis and Dalet Anef Beis. He says like this. He says he always wondered, right? Malacha of chayrish. Chayrish means you're plowing. How does someone plow? You take the animals, you hitch up a plow, and you have your animals plow. He always wondered, what's the pshat that by chayrish you get chattis and skila? You didn't do it, the animal did it. He said, maybe you'll say that chayrish means that you yourself pulled the plow, and if you have an animal pull the plow, you don't get chattis and skila. He says, the Gemara Mak is not the way. The Gemara says in Mak is, Yesh Chayrish Telem Echad V'chayav L'Vashmeina Lavin. It's a Mishnah Makis. You could get 8 Malkis for being Chayrish Telem Echad, for plowing one row. And what was the case? Well, you have a Shar and a Chamar together, and then Mukdashim, and it's Yamtif, and it's Shvius, and he's a Nazir, and a whatever, whole Mishnah, all the different things that he's doing. So you see clearly that you've been Chayrish with a Shar and a Chamar, and you're still getting alive, a malchus for yomtiv, and also alive for shmita. What do you mean? You're not doing it. Your behemoth is doing it. So what's the pshat in that? He said he always wanted such a thing, and he realized that the answer to this question is the machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Because the Rambam, and this is true whether you learn like the Magen Mishnah's Pshat or you learn like the Ramban's Pshat, the Rambam says that the reason why the Torah said Atavem Tech is to teach a Charishu Ki Yitzvah. That means if it wouldn't say Ubem Tech in the Torah, I wouldn't know that Charishu is Chayiv. And now that it says Atavem Tech, now I know that Charishu is Chayiv. So the Chayiv you're getting from being Charishu Behema comes from the Pasuk Atavem Tech. That teaches you Charishu is Chayiv. Now the Ramban asks on this. When the Ramban says no, that's not what the Pasuk's teaching you. The Pasuk's teaching you Mechamer. The Ramban says that when you are Chayush of the Behema, you're not only Chayav on Shabbos, you're also Chayav on Yom Tov and on Shemitah, like the Gemara says in Makkos. The Ramban, the head, you read Zanois, that you can't tell me Atavem Tech is teaching you Chayush of Kietzva. Chayush of Kietzva is true by Yom Tov and Shemitah also, not just by Shabbos. Elamai, Chayush of Kietzva doesn't need a Pasuk. And that's why the Pasuk's from the Chamer. But the Rambam held, Charishu Kietzibah does need a Pasuk. Now this is true, Saif Yilun like the Ramban, that the whole Pasuk is for Charishu Kietzibah, and there is no Isser of Mechamer, and the whole Isser of Yibhema doing Melach HaShvises Behemtai. It's also true of Yehold the Magen Mishnah, that the Pasuk is teaching you two things. It's teaching you Charishu Kietzibah, which is Achi of Skila, and it's also teaching you Mechamer, which is Alav. And the Mela, that's what makes Mechamer alav shenit lazaris mises bezin. But either way, the Rambam says that the reason why when Yecharish Shebehem Yechayim is because of the Pasuk of Atavem Techa. But the Ramban says no. So, according to the Ramban, why Yechayim? So the Ramban says a Lashin, because when Yecharish Shebehem you put on an oil, and you Yechayvish Eisa Tachas Yadai, Uber Shusa Hiyamedis Kol HaMalacha, if you see him at this, so call on Malach al Shem Adami, Uboi Tuya, the Eina Behemel Kakli Biyana Uman, Kagazin Biyana Chaitsev. The Ramban's being Mechalik between Charisha and Mechamer. Mechamer, you're just telling the Behemel to do the Malacha. You're whistling to the Behemel, you're clapping, you're hitting the Behemel, you're giving it a patch, and it goes and does the Malacha. That's the Behemel doing the Malacha on its own, at your urging. That's Mechamer. That's not you doing the melacha. That's the behemah doing the melacha at your urging, like Rashi calls it a shita fula atavem techa. That's the life of mechamer. But when you take a yoke and put it on the behemah, and it's kavish tachas yadi, it's b'shusay, and it's that way for the entire melacha, that's you. The behemah is a tool. The behemah, all the behemah is a tool. It's you doing the melacha. And now you know without a pasuk, because atavem techa is from mechamer, and how do you know chayush is chayiv? That's a sorry. When you're chayish, you chayish the behema, it's b'shuscha, so that's mamish, kekli b'yad adam, kegarzim b'yad chaytziv, that's you doing the malacha mamish. So here he has it. The Rambam holds its exerius akasiv, that is considered your malacha, and the Ramban holds its svara. So the Ramban has a kasha on the Rambam, that if it's a pasuk, so why would it apply to yantiv and shmitah? So the Fikayam says, because the Pasuk is being mechanish to the Svara. According to the Ramban, it's a Svara without the Pasuk. According to the Rambam, the Pasuk is being mechanish to the Svara. The Pasuk is telling you that when you do Charishu Kietzibah, and the Rambam Mecharim means, like the Ramban, that when you have doing a Malacha with the Behema, that the Behema is completely Kavish Tachas Yadcha, you're putting an oil on the Behema, it's B'shusay for Kala Malacha, that's already you doing the Malacha. So, Mel, that would apply to Yom Tov and Shvi'is as well. And Zagdeh Fikayam, Mestami the arguing, the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about the Yisayid of Mechamer. And there he says a very geshmak hachakira about Mechamer. What's the Isser of Mechamer? Is the Isser of Mechamer the Pshat that the person's considered the Isser of Malacha, even though his behemoth did the Malacha, when a person has a behemoth doing a Malacha for him, so that in a certain way is considered he's an Eisa Malacha B'Shabbos. And is Chayef for what he did, his part of the Malacha? Or no? Mechamer means when a person has a Behemah do the Malacha, so he's responsible for the Behemah doing the Malacha. It's like Shvises Behemtai. It's your Behemah that's doing a Malacha. And you can't have your Behemah doing a Malacha. So, when the Torah says Atavem Techa means, the Torah means your Behemah can't do Malacha. But only ba'ayfin that you mechamer, that's when there's a problem, that's when there's a lav if your behemoth does the melacha. Is the vartis atu v'emtecha, you can't do the melacha on your day of the behemoth, but it's you doing the melacha? What the Torah means atu, you can't do melacha yourself. V'emtecha, your behemoth can't do the melacha. When you mechamer, there's a problem with the behemoth doing the melacha. So he says, the Rambam that says, even if you're learning the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam that says that the yisayid of atav emtecha shal yachrish ba. So what's atav emtecha? Atav emtecha is a pshat that you're doing the melacha. He brings a Shagas Arya that says a tremendous chiddush. Shagas Arya is at the end of Ayin Gimel. Shagas Arya is discussing, he discusses a lot of things, if then again at Yom Kippur, if there's tchum in the reis on Yom Kippur, if you hold tchum in the reis, that the shvis is behema on Yom Kippur. So he says that mechamer thinks would be on Yom Kippur. He says, you know why? Because mechamer means you're doing the melacha. But the Shagas Arya says even weiter. The Shagas Arya says every mechamer the pshat is you're doing the melacha because the behemah is gegaris and biyad achaytziv. You're mamish doing the melacha. Navas, so how come you don't get skila and chatas by mechamer? He says the Torah was mekel. It's like avar l'lav yotzis. Avar l'lav yotzis, avadid will be Torah is mekel, but avad you'd have that on Yom Kippur. Here and then also. When the Torah said, Atu bem techa, that's like a kula that you're not chayiv if your behemoth does it, even though you're the one who's considered to doing it. He says, it's mamish like liba v'ruach masayotai. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that legabe nizokin, if you do a hezek al yedei the wind, that's called a grama. But legabe shabbos zari v'ruach masayotai, that's called a malacha, because that's the way you do the malacha. You throw it up and the wind does it, but that's called you're doing it. So who did the behemoth that way? And the chiddush of the Shagas Arya is the Shagas Arya says it mamish by mechamer. Till now we said that the Ramban holds this by Harisha. And the Rambam holds it by Harisha. You need a pasuk to tell you that it's chayim. And the Ramban holds it's a svara that you're chayim. But by mechamer, the Ramban's nusach is that you put an oil on it, it's kulei kavish tachas yodni, it's b'shusa kolam malacha. Then it's you. But stam mechamer is not you. But the Shagas Arya names on stam mechamer is also you. And fakeh, the chiddush of mechamer is that you're not chayiv, it's only lav deraisa, but it's no chiyiv. If you didn't do it personally, you did it through your behema. That's a grace of chiddush. But I think that Thikayam doesn't say this. I think you can learn, even not like the Shagas Arya, you can learn the Yisai din of mechamer is that there's an issa of you doing it together with your behemah. That's mamash the lashon of Rashi here. It's you doing the malacha together with your behemah. That's the issa because of your part. But he said the Ramban's lashon is like this. That the Gemara says that loisas malacha atav emtecha to teach you. Who knew the chiyav malacha mechayev? Behemtalei mechayev. So the Ramban, that means that the malachas behemta is not chashuv v'kamaisha ha'isa hu ha'isa l'schayev l'amalkas, avli nechshev es kamalachas bincha bincha avlech malachas shemuz aleim b'lav ve'ein aleika, she'ein malkas v'maisa acherim. The Ramban is clearly learning that the pshan in mechamer is the behem is doing it. And that's goofy what the Torah is telling you. When you tell the behemah to do malacha, you're not doing the malacha. Your behemah is doing the malacha. Your muzi, your behemah, shouldn't do the malacha. So the Rambam holds atav entecha means you're doing the malacha. You're doing the malacha with your behemah. If it's charisha, so then you're chayiv. If it's mechamer, then the Magen Mishnah says it's alav. But the Rambam learns atav entecha means the behemah is doing the malacha. Charisha is a pshat, we know misvara you're doing the malacha. And atav emtecha is teaching you that when the behemah does the malacha, you have to stop the behemah, but that you can't be chayiv. You're not chayiv on what someone else does. It's just a azhar. So if Ikeyam wants to say also that this shayla, this rishonim we said here, that say that the lav of mechamer is even on someone else's behemah. And we brought the Gaius Hashri and the Beinu Ephraim and Ar Zeru and the Vaidazar that say, that the lav of mechamer is dafka by your behemah. So he brings the mecheskinah has a shayla. The pasuk says atu v'emtecha your behemah. Mehechet hasted to say yichayev on someone else's behemah. So zok defikayam is telling this chakira. If the pshat in the pasuk is that yichayev for what the behemah does, so that is mistarbit to say the pasuk says atu v'emtecha has to be your behemah. So that's very good. The guy is the shvi. your behemah, chayef what the behemah does. Now there's a say of shvisas behemah, which the chayre is, even if you're not mechamer. And then when you're mechamer echa behemtai, so then you have a lav. Not a lav that you get malchus, but then you have a lav. It's mechamer. But they're both behemtecha. It's your behemah. Your behemah can't do malacha. If your behemah does malacha, it's an assay. If you ask your behemah to do malacha, then it's mamish a lav. But mehecha teisa to say yechayim on someone else's behemah. Mashengen the Rishonim that say that yechayim mecham even on someone else's behemah, they're learning the taich in the pasuk is like this. When you do malacha on your day of behemah, the malacha is nasasai day shneim, it's considered you're doing the malacha. Not le'inyin karis and skila, but kapanam le'inyin the lav. If that's the pshat, so why should it have to be your behemah? The word is you're doing it on your day of behemah. Might not come in if it's your behemah, not your behemah. The word isn't what the behemah is doing. The word is what you're doing. So it won't make a difference if it's your behemah, not your behemah. That's like that thing, yeah. So I think like this. That he's saying that the Rishonim that say that it has to be your behemah, al karchet l'chiv is on the ma'aseh behemah, I think he's right. I think that's mukhrich. Because if it's not for the ma'aseh behemah, what's the difference if it's your behemah or someone else's behemah? The Stalmi Rishonim that say it has to be your behemah, the pshat is, the chiv is on the ma'aseh behemah. But the Rishonim that say it doesn't have to be your behemah, one of the Rishonim is the Ramban. The Ramban here says it doesn't have to be your behemah. And the Ramban Gufa says, the Svari said before, that the reason why you don't get Malkus, the pshat and the Gemara, who knew the mechayev, but behemtei not, is because behemah is the same thing as benoy and avdei v'amasai, which you can't be chayev on ma'isa da'achayim. The Ramban is clearly learning the yisayid of mechamer is it's the ma'isa of the behemah. But I think the pshat's like this. Once we see that it's a shita fula that the Torah is asking, even if what the Torah is asking is the ma'isa behemah, but since you see you need his ma'isa also, there the Rishonim hold, it doesn't make a difference if it's your behemah or not. The yisayid was, you got the behemah to do the malacha. So the gavim the malacha, it's like it's your behemah. Al kapanim, that part lechayit doesn't shtim. The Ramban himself is the one that says the chiv is on the ma'aseh behema. The Ramban is one of the Rishonim that says it doesn't have to be his behema. So maybe you could say that any chanami the Rishonim that say it has to be your behema, mistomen the pshat is the chiv is on the ma'aseh behema. But even the Rishonim say it doesn't have to be your behema, then you could say one of two ways. Either you could say the chiv is on your ma'aseh, and then it's more partial, it doesn't have to be your behemah, but even if the chiv is in the ma'aseh behemah, but the Torah is saying when you do it, when you have a shita pull out the behemah, then you are chayef for the ma'aseh behemah. That's why you need the extra limud. As I would say, since the ma'aseh chiv for your ma'aseh, so it vibe like karis and skila. But Adavem Tech tells you no, even when you're doing your ma'aseh, but the chiv is only like a chiv of shvisas b'nai b'tei avdei v'masai, that it's ma'aseh acherin. And Meli and Achayev, that's the Pshad Nuremberg.